communication is, of course, important in marriage. But communication includes every message, every feeling, every desire, every thought that is conveyed to the other person. Some communication is helpful, some as destructive. The most useful knowledge is knowing how to avoid the unhappy, harmful interactions. Seeing how happy and unhappy couples communicate differently might help. Our stereotype of a happy marriage is a couple who like each other, understand each other well and settle disputes easily. Yet, some stable marriages do not fit this stereotype. Some are volatile, that is, fighting openly but making up passionately, and others carefully avoid conflicts, that is, they don't work things out, but agree to disagree. Apparently happy couples have developed various ways of handling the inevitable conflicts, unhappy couples haven't. Unhappy couples first criticize the partner's behavior, but that gradually evolves into attacking his or her personality, which eventually degenerates into expressing abusive contempt. Naturally, the attacked partner becomes defensive, perhaps by saying, "It's not my fault," by feeling indignant and counterattacking, or by completely withdrawing emotionally, stonewalling. Both the attacks and the defensive refusal to deal with the issues are big parts of the problem. Men in unhappy marriages, especially, do not listen to the verbal messages nor pick up on their wives' nonverbal messages. Unhappy couples frequently just exchange hostile accusations. "You don't care about me, only about yourself," whereas happy couples may argue, even shout, but would then explore the topic more. "Are you really as unconcerned with this problem as you look?" Ending up resolving the difficulty. Poor communicators. A steady flow of criticism and put-downs or blaming. Neither partner feels cared for and listened to, they are too busy defending themselves. Get off the topic, find no solutions and throwing all kinds of complaints and insults at the partner. Psychoanalyze the partner, name call, show contempt by mocking, rolling eyes, insulting them, lots of yes buts and counterattack, do a lot of interrupting. Show a determination not to give in, anger and eventually, deadly silence. Respond to criticism with defensiveness, such as denying everything, making excuses, stating he or she is emotional. Good communicators. Accentuate the positive and the hopes for the future. Both partners try to stay calm, see the other's point and show respect, look for a compromise. Stay on topic, be specific about the problem rather than expressing contempt, find a solution both can accept. Listen carefully, give empathy and positive responses, assume responsibility for your own feelings. I statements, overlook the insults and focus on the complaint. State tentative opinions, not absolute certainties. Understand and forgive each other, both give in about 75% of the time. Respond to criticism as useful information rather than as an insult, a little empathy will work miracles. Realize that stonewalling is an insult, it says you are contemptible and not worth listening to. You must listen for the pain and hear the unspoken plea to improve the relationship.